Midland Secretary for Unison, Ravi Subramaniam.
Can you hear me all right?
Yep.
So, just want to think about why we're here. The reason why we're here is because that miserable experiment of austerity has failed. And I just want to tell you a couple of stories about that miserable failure of austerity and what that means. The first story is something that we all know about, actually. It's the millions of people up and down the country who are being paid the minimum wage instead of being paid the living wage. And do you know what it means if your boss pays you the minimum wage? What it really means is they'd like to pay you less, but they can't get away with paying you less. That's what paying somebody the minimum wage means. And that's why I'm proud that my union, Unison, and all the other unions in the union movement are campaigning to have a living wage for all workers in whatever industry they work in. But I also want to tell you a story. Just one story, and I've heard hundreds, literally hundreds of stories about what austerity means in public services, how it impacts people in the health service, in the police service, in local government. And I'm just going to tell you one story that I haven't got all day. It's probably one of the most heartbreaking stories I heard. I was speaking to some reps from our Birmingham Unison branch a few months ago. And because of the cuts that we've had in local government, the cuts that have been imposed by the Tories on councils up and down the country, and Birmingham has had the very worst cuts, no doubt about that at all. Because of those cuts, Birmingham now, when it does home care visits, has to make sure that those visits fit in 15-minute windows. And because of those 15-minute windows, not only is it not enough time to give people proper and dignified care, because of those 15-minute windows, it means that the people scheduling those visits actually look at efficiency over dignity. And what does that mean? Well, I'll tell you what it means, because the story that I heard, it really did bring a lump to my throat. I was told a story about a young man who was an amputee, and he needed to be visited three times a day to get his personal care. Three times a day. And over the course of 2 weeks, this young man was visited by 32 different care workers, because that was the only way the council could make an efficient schedule so that that man could receive care. And what our stewards told us, every time a new care worker went along to see him, and remember, they're going to see him to give him personal care, to bathe him, to clean him, to take him to the toilet. Every time the young man was, oh no, not another person, a different person giving him very personal care. He was incredibly distressed. And not only was he incredibly distressed, the workers were incredibly distressed, because every time they go along, they can see the anguish and the upset, but they've got to go and do that job in that 15 minutes. So it might be efficient, but it's not dignified. And that's just one of many, many stories I could tell you. But I want to talk about what we can do to win, because actually, we can tell you the stories about what's going on that's not right, but it's more important that we win. And the first thing I'll tell you, what we shouldn't be doing is arguing with the Tories, because that's not how we win. Because arguing with the Tories is like wrestling with a pig. Because when you wrestle with a pig, it's undignified, it's very messy, and you get covered in crap. And the worst thing is, the Tory quite enjoys it as well. So if we want to win, what we've got to do more. And it's brilliant that people have turned out here, but we've got to do more than just mobilise for rallies. We've got to organise in workplaces, we've got to organise in our communities. So I'm just going to ask you to do three things, and then I'll finish. I want everybody here to go and talk to the people in their communities, in their workplaces, and ask them three questions. Ask them, what are your issues? What is it that's causing you problems? Second question, do you realise that if we all work together, we can fix them? And third question, who else can we involve in this campaign? And if you go and ask those questions, that will be the beginning of organising our people. And I just want to finish with the words of the American community organiser, Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky said, and I think it's a really important quote, power goes to that one of two poles, those who've got the money or those who've got the people. Now, the people we're taking on, they've got the money, they've got the media, they've got everything in their favour. All we've got is our people, but it's no good having our people unless we organise them to win. So make sure when you finish, when you go away from today, you think about for the next weeks and months about how we go out and talk in our communities and our workplaces, because if we organise our people, that's the way that we'll win. Thank you.